I want to talk about the Ponzi scheme, offshore brokerages for a minute. You know, I'm going to tell you how a bucket shop operates. Give me a second. If I wanted to operate a bucket shop, one of these offshore brokerages, all you need is the ability to have a website, to sign people up for an account, let them download a trading terminal, let them download a demo account, let them set up a live account, let them wire money to me, let them send Bitcoin to me. But when I, as a bucket shop, turn on your live account and I take a $10,000 deposit from you, it'll show that on your trading terminal, and it will say live account. But I want to tell you something. If I'm a bucket shop that is not processing your trades, your money's doing nothing. Your money's sitting here on my desk. Okay? I'll tell you what they're betting on. They're betting on that overall my traders will lose. That's what a bucket shop is betting on. I mean, if you were my only trader and you send me $10,000, I just put it in my bank account. It's sitting there dormant. Now, you think you're trading, but you're not really. Okay? Here's where the problem comes up. Is if you're my only trader and you send me $10,000 and you're playing a live account that really is a demo account, and let's say you make a 50% profit. Let's say you bump it up to $15,000. Well, I don't have $15,000 to give back to you. What if you turned a 50% profit on it, bumped it up to $15,000, and then you say, I want to close my account, Mr. Broker. Can you send me my $15,000 minus your spread fees, etc.? Well, I don't have $15,000. I've got your $10,000 sitting here on my desk. But I'll tell you what I have the privilege to do. I have the privilege to tell you to go jump in a lake, and I have the privilege to shut down my brokerage and not make my withdrawal request, not honor that withdrawal request, okay? And I just keep your $10,000. That's what they're doing, okay? That is what they are doing. Now, work with me. I don't deliver my messages in three sentences, but if you want to understand the bucket shop, you listen. Okay. The problem with the bucket shop comes, the problem for the broker comes up when you all make profit overall. Like if you were my only trader and you made a 50% profit and then you want all your money back. I don't have it. What they're betting on is that you will lose money. If I take your $10,000, it's just sitting here in a little basket on my desk, and you're trading what you think is a live account, but you do like most traders do, and you lose 20%, 30%. You know, I saw a banner ad the other day for a broker. I don't know where they were located, but they had a disclaimer on the banner ad on this trading forum that said that 70-something percent of their traders lose money. Okay, fine. You don't have to offset your trades as a broker if your traders always lose money, but I'll tell you what that means. I mean, imagine if you put $10,000 in, and I'm not really making your trades, but instead, I'm just sitting here with your money on the table, but you lose 50% of it. Okay, your account balance on your terminal now says $5,000, right? Okay, so guess what? I I pocket that $5,000 loss that you think you took. I pocket it. That's my money. I still got your $5,000. If you say, hey, I want my $5,000, I give it to you. And you know what you'll do? You'll run around the forums and talk about what a legit broker I am because I processed your withdrawal quickly. Okay? No. The problem comes up with the bucket shop when you make money. He can't honor your withdrawals. Okay, but look at another scenario. What if I had 10 traders that each put in $1,000 each? Okay, now in a real world, that's not gonna happen. But let's say I had 10 traders in my bucket shop brokerage that had each deposited $1,000, okay? Now, even if they made money, even if they bumped that $10,000 up to $15,000, meaning on average, they did 50%. But nobody's making withdrawals. No problem. You got your numbers on your terminal that show your balance. Okay, maybe a couple guys come in and withdraw $3,000. No worries. Okay, I start with $10,000. Okay, you guys think you made money, but guess what? A couple of guys come in and withdraw a total of $3,000. I give you your $3,000 withdrawal. Now you're prancing around in the forums talking about what a legit brokerage I am. Okay, I still got $7,000 of your money, and you're running around in the forums singing songs of praise about my brokerage. Okay, I still got $7,000 of your money. But I really wasn't processing your trades. Okay? So because of that positive review that you gave me in the forum, I just took in $23,000 more money. I had the $7,000 remaining. I made two withdrawals for $3,000 and I got $7,000 left. I just took $23,000 more in. I now have $30,000 capital sitting here on my desk. Guess what? I'm not a legit broker at all. Not at all. And I'm telling you something. I'm going to tell you something. I got experience in the world of darkness. I do. And I can smell a crook from a block away. I'm going to tell you something. Now, here's what happens. Over time, man, maybe my brokerage takes in $3, $4 million. Okay? You know what I always have the opportunity to do? Let's say I took in that $30,000, but all of a sudden I got $25,000 worth of withdrawals sitting on my table. I can say F you, and I can just rebrand my website. And you know what? Y'all will be walking around the forums going, oh, I guess that broker went belly up. Shoot, let's try another offshore broker. And you're doing the same thing over and over and over. You're handing money to these brokers, and these brokers, these fake offshore brokers who are not placing your trades and are pocketing all of your pretend losses. Second you make money, you know what they do? They take that pile of capital, put it in their pocket, which it's always been there anyways. And you know what they do? They just rebrand their website and rinse and repeat. I'm telling you. I saw a broker named Eagle FX. Eagle FX, if you look at their EagleFX.com, Eagle like the bird, you know what their registered address is? If you look on their website, you'll see their address. I forget what it is. It's some crazy address. When you Google it, it comes up with a hotel in some island in the middle of the ocean. And when you ask them about it, no, they just lie their way through it. I'm going to tell you what they are. They're an exit scam in the making. Hey, you all have a nice day. I'm going to tell you what, when you play with those offshore brokers, they're going to make every excuse in the world to not make your withdrawals. Don't we see posts in the forums all the time from people who say, oh, I went on to this broker, I put $40,000-$50,000 in, and now they're canceling my profits. But you know what? Fools are born every second. And you know what? They just keep pouring their money onto these offshore brokers. That's why there are so many offshore brokers today, because it is the scam of the millennium. It is a mixture of a Ponzi scheme, a bucket shop, and an exit scam. Do have a nice day.